This is Lachlan Rouston.
This is Raph Friedman. And you're listening to the fittest podcast in Australia,
The Mind Muscle Project. Project, welcome back to In The Black. If you haven't already, I'm not sure exactly where this one is posted, but if you're listening to this podcast at this point in the feed of the Mind Muscle Project, you need to transition across to our new podcast, In The Black, which is just the same podcast we've been doing, but now we're just posting it in a different podcast channel. So it's called In The Black. If you just search for In The Black Fitness, you'll find it pretty quickly. You'll still find it In The Black. There's just a few other podcasts that kind of get mixed in there. But make sure you go and follow if you're on Spotify, or subscribe if you haven't already on the Apple Podcast app, because this is where we'll be putting all the In The Black episodes. We'll be taking them all off and all out of the Mind Muscle Project feed. That'll just be our exclusive health and fitness content now. And then all our business related content, like today's episode, will be on the In The Black podcast by the Mind Muscle Project. Okay, so very excited. Before we jump into today, we're going to give everyone obviously a huge locker room update and how everything is going. We're currently in the middle of Sydney's second major lockdown. So we're going to be talking about all the things that we've kind of built up into this point, how things were going, and then obviously how we made a transition into lockdown, and then what the future looks like for us now. Before we get into all that stuff today, guys, one of the things we do is obviously we offer online training programs for you guys, and we've had hundreds of people go through these programs and they love it. And we wanted a really good app to deliver this on. We didn't want to send out PDFs. We didn't want to send out Excel docs. We wanted something that you could carry around, use very easily on your phone, put scores in, watch movement demonstration videos of us and how we're doing it, talking you through it. Also put comments in there, store your exercise, your weights, and how you've been progressing, because obviously it's really important to track progress. And we need a really good app for that. And we tried a bunch of apps, and what came out on top was Team Builder. So we recommend Team Builder to anyone that's got a single program that you want multiple people to follow. So you can get a 14-day free trial and then a locker room, an 8-week locker room program uploaded into that at themindmuscleproject.com/teambuilder. That's one word and then no E in builder. Okay, so check that out there. Again, our website /teambuilder for that 14-day free trial and then an 8-week locker room program loaded into it. And then guys, as well, one of the things that we do at Locker Room is we put every single client in a Whoop band, and that's just kind of taking our business to the next level. It allows us to track clients 24/7, look at their sleep, which is super important, obviously look at their calories that they're burning, how they're straining their body, and looking at their recovery as well. How hard should we push them when they come into the gym next? These are extremely valuable insights, and it's a step into the future. It puts us a step ahead of the game. You guys can do that as well. All you have to do is go to our website, themindmuscleproject.com/whoop. That's WHOOP, and you guys can pick up a really good discount for a Whoop band. So again, themindmuscleproject.com/whoop. You can send that link out to your clients as well. They can get that discount and start tracking everything 24/7 today. All right. So what week are we up to in the lockdown?
Six?
Yeah, so five or six. Weeks. Yeah. And no end in sight.
They promised us one.
Yeah, they did. They did. We almost got there. That fucking Delta strain. But so we've been officially on the books for what, 3 months? And then really in practice 4 months? February, March, April, May, June, 5 months.
We started March.
When did we go to lockdown? End of June.
Yeah, so we did March, April, May, June.
Yeah, so we did 4 months.
Just about.
Well, yeah, just about 4 months. And, you know, I think that it was a roller coaster ride. Yeah. I think a lot of people think it was, I mean, always from the outside looking in, it's easy, right? Yeah. I mean, the benefit that you guys get listening to this is that unlike every other business, is you're getting the backdoor look at what's really going on behind the scenes. Whereas look at every other business and you're just like, oh, I think it's going pretty well.
Yeah.
You only put your best foot forward on social media, right? So unless you know the owners of a company, you don't really know how things are going. But I mean, this is why we do this podcast, is because we want to give you the reality of what actually happens when it's like running a business. We don't want to give you the fake bullshit fluff, high definition photo of everything's great and, you know, we've got thousands of members. No, we want to give you like what it's actually like to run a business, because that's going to be more helpful for you guys. If you just think that it's all sunshine and rainbows and easy, then like people either invest in a really bad business, become a client of a business that's shit ass, which is never good. But second, you might start a business thinking that it's easier than it should be and do a lot of harm to yourself. Have an expectation that, oh, I should be really rich, or it should be really easy, or it should go really well. You might overinvest, overextend yourself, and end up in a really bad position. So that's why we do this. We want to give you guys like a real insight into what it's like running a serious business. And serious business is any business, really. But, you know, we've poured everything into Locker Room. And yeah, we just want to give you the update of how it's going. So the last time we gave you an update, seems like it was about when it first started.
Yeah, we basically opened the doors. We'd got up, probably founding 10 clients in the door.
Yep.
And obviously, if you don't know, Locker Room is a super high-end gym. So we're on the very, very highest end in terms of membership cost and how much we deliver for the clients as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So we service only industry and business leaders. So people that either run their company, own their company, or on the executive team. So we've got a very rigorous trial process to get into the gym. We want to like build a very specific community. And I guess really the first place to start, so originally when we set out, our goal was 10 clients a month and we're full. And full is around 100 clients. That's what we've been telling people. It might be a little bit more. We'll see how we go, but very likely it'll be capped at 100 clients and then we'll start a waiting list. And we're on track. We're on track for 2 months. And then we hit probably the worst roadblock in the history of roadblocks. In April, we made zero sales. And let me tell you right now, Raph and I invested everything into this. There's a lot of debt, a lot of cash poured into it, emptied the reserves, but in a good way, in a way that makes you go, okay, this is it. Like, let's go all in. Let's invest heavily. And this is kind of the advice I give people. Like, you don't be stupid with it. You still got to pay the bills, but you know, investing heavily is extremely important. Don't give yourself a plan B or a fail safe. So yeah, we made no sales in April and there was definitely a moment of panic. I would say the posturing and the vibe around the gym dips significantly, not during client-facing time, but outside of client-facing time. I mean, it was scary, right? Like, we've got a lot of bills. A lot of big bills, a lot of things to pay off. And when there's no money coming in for a long time, and it wasn't like we weren't getting any business as well. We were speaking to a lot of people. Nothing was dropping. We couldn't get it to drop. We were like, we had this, I think you went and you spoke to our coach, Sean, and you said, look, we're getting a lot of consults. I don't remember how many consults we did, but he's like, we can't close them. We're having a lot of trouble closing them. And so basically we reached out to our mentor and our coach, Sean Greeley, and the team at MPE. And we just said, guys, we need help. Like, things are going really badly right now. We're getting people in the door, but we can't close them. And we just, well, how much time did we spend redoing our sales system? God, hours.
A lot.
Yeah, four or five hours a week on calls every day. Role-playing, practicing, new scripts, new decks. Like, we ended up going from version 1 of a sales deck to version, like, 28 or 29. So, we did, like, yeah, nearly 30 reiterations over, like, 2 months.
And I think what was important was that we knew, so we're obviously in huge trouble because no one's joining, but the clients that were there were really happy. So, the clients that were training, okay, they already bought, they love it. So, we know the thing can work. And we still were getting interest. Probably not as much interest as we need, but quite a lot of interest. So, like, pretty solid interest. I was like, okay, people kind of want to join. People that are here are really happy. So, we knew that there was, like, a way we could solve this. We just obviously needed huge improvement in that process, exactly, of taking someone that is sort of interested, sort of heard about it, brand new, to all the way to a committed customer.
Yeah, and I would say, like, the shift is obviously in the process, but also in the mindset. You and I were like, we have to be more aggressive here. We had like a kind of a soft approach to the sale. We started coming in more aggressive, which is like an interesting place to come from, right? Because you're kind of bluffing in a way. You're kind of saying, take it or leave it, you know? Or like, if this isn't for you, like, I don't want to speak to you, you know? When you're not coming from a strong position. When the reality is, it's like, I desperately need your business, you know? Or like, it's not going to go well for me. But it paid off, you know? They didn't call our bluff. And so, it got people to sign up. And then, there's just like a real thing about momentum, right? It's like this shift. I think there was one day with like 5 or 6 sales dropped in like the space of a week. And like really, really shifted the momentum and the belief. I think it was just like that one sale, like turned the belief. And I think what was important about that whole month was we didn't like hide it from the team in many ways. Like, they could see that it was not going well. And the whole team was like, no one jumped ship. Everyone was like, what do we need to do to chip in to make this happen? And then when that first sale finally dropped in after like the, you know, however long the drought was, like 5 weeks or something, it was like, it's like a celebration, you know, for everyone. It wasn't like a, oh yeah, we did it. It was like, all right, we're back on track. And you could tell the energy lifted amongst all the staff. And it was like, okay, we can do this. And then literally that shift from there, like the momentum just grew and grew and grew and you built the confidence. And then, yeah, we got back on track. So, like, I was like really, I was really proud of the team for staying behind us and believing in us, and just I think proud of us. I think to hold the line. That was easily, I think, to this point in our business careers, that was probably the most testing time that we've had to date.
Mm. I would say. Yeah, it was a huge challenge. I'm sure more will come in the future. I think the good lesson was, which is, you know, evolution probably nearly every gym owner or every fitness person is going to have, is that in the early days, you don't charge very much. And as you go along, you start charging more. Now, we basically added a zero to what, like, the most we've charged in the past when we started this gym. And looking back, it would be naive to think everything that worked before that would just seamlessly work to the next. I think if we had employees doing it, it would have been even worse.
Yeah.
It's really tough because it's just hard to get your just the belief in anything when you add a zero to it. You know, just think about anything. Add a zero. It's hard to have exactly the same conviction you had before.
Yeah.
Right?
You
you can't just keep adding zeros. Like, oh, it's $3 million. And like, you're going to say that with a straight face.
Yeah.
That was what we did. And I think we probably underestimated maybe just how much work we needed to do to be ready to, you know, to really deliver that. So we started doing role play, getting it right, you know, fixing all the small things, making sure we were like really sharp going into every single just introduction to the gym process.
Yeah.
You know, and it just would be naive to think that, hey, during your process, every time you increase your prices, which is critical to be able to keep adding more value to clients, but you've got to upskill yourself every time you do it so you're ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So like it was definitely a trying time, but what's interesting about the hardest times of business is when you get through them, then the next challenges seem insignificant until obviously you face another massive hurdle. But, you know, I think it was also from the outside looking in from all our clients, they were also really proud of us. Mm. Our clients are like, yeah, we could tell you guys, you know, because they're very aware of how many people, how many new lockers we're adding to the gym, right? How many new numbers. And they're kind of starting to ask, oh, how you guys going? Like getting new clients in, like, because they're business owners, right?
Yeah.
So they have some concerns about us. They want to see us do well. And so like, pushing through that, I think they were like, all right, these guys got this. Mm. Like, you know, like they're good at what they do. You know, because a lot of them we had an existing relationship with. So the sale was an easier transition. But the last, you know, 15, 16 sales are like people we've all never met before, right? So they were like referred business, but never met them before. And one of the things that the lessons we got out of this and what is so valuable about a really hard time in business is it makes you so resourceful, right?
Yeah.
It makes you stretch your abilities. From your perspective, it made you move finances around and cut costs to a degree that you probably never stretched yourself to do. From a marketing perspective, it made me think of how many different ways and angles can we cut this to find new business? And one of the things that came out of it was partnerships. Mm. You know, I thought about what is every single type of business or relationship that we could use that's been beneficial for us in the past? And where are there more of them? And so we started finding partnerships amongst corporate accounts, as well as products like Amex. You know, we've got an account with them now, or the start of an account with them now, where we're going to have a referral partnership between them. And it's a real good synergy between our products and our services. And they really like what we do and we can make it work. But partnerships was something that would never have come out of it, or we never would have put the same emphasis on it if we hadn't gone through that hard time. And so now there's so much value for us to look through. How can we create great partnerships? And one of the things I did, I went door knocking to a lot of the high-end hotels in the area as well. Introduced myself, gave them my card, met the concierge, the desk, tried to build a relationship there. You know, because a lot of our clients stay at these sorts of hotels or bring, you know, clients to those hotels. So just really stretching the envelope, and I'm like, how can I bring in new business here? And I think that that was so valuable from such a hard time.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we didn't do too much new. I think we just did a lot of things better.
Yeah.
So like, you know, there's probably like some partnerships we were kind of doing, but like, okay, we need to take this more seriously, do more of them, you know?
Yeah.
We're already doing sales consults. Okay, we need to do them a lot better.
Yeah.
We need to review them, make sure they're actually really, really good. You know, we ask occasionally for referrals. We need to do it like 3 times a day.
Yeah.
You know, so that is sometimes the answer. Sometimes it's easy to just blame everybody else. But in reality, it's like already the things you're doing, you don't need to do something new. You just need to do the things you're doing much better or pick the things that are working and do much more of them, which is the reality. And the next point here is that we didn't really do any of the traditional forms of marketing. We didn't run any ads to get this off the ground, even though we had, you know, incredible lead flow all of a sudden, incredible interest in the gym, and incredibly good quality lead flow as well. We did actual mail outs, which I know many people don't do these days. So we'd like beautiful, nice boxes, invitations to the gym to the right people we're looking for. So we tried a lot of different things, some of which were very successful, that we just knew, hey, every gym's not doing this.
Yeah.
In fact, no gyms are doing this.
Yeah. If we're going to be a leading gym in terms of concept, we need to lead in terms of our marketing as well. And so it was an opportunity for us. And it's not like these principles don't apply to a more of a, like, I would still use something like this for an F45 because it's different, right? I mean, if your default is to turn to run more Facebook ads, I'm telling you, you're never going to make money in gyms.
Well, particularly if you've just already struggled with that channel before. Like, if you just tried that channel, hasn't worked very well, everybody's doing it, the odds of you pulling it off really, really well, probably unlikely.
Yeah. And so we just thought, how can we get into people's ecosystem without, you know, sounding and looking like everyone else? And mail ads became one of those things. And I would definitely recommend it for other people. But there are partnerships as well, right? Make strategic partnerships with local businesses in your area. Where do your customers shop? How do your customers behave? Where can you find more of them? Who can you align with? I would typically say that the obvious one that people turn to, physios and chiros, hasn't worked for us in the past. Although I think you need a valuable physio and chiro partnership, I wouldn't look to that as a way to get more business necessarily. So there, you got to think outside of that box. That's really the one that I wouldn't put any emphasis on. So really, outside of that, yeah, guys, be creative here. I mean, this is what it takes, right? The best business owners right now are going to survive, and they're going to be the most creative ones, the ones who think outside the box and get results and double down on what they've already been good at. Now, everything's going really well. We're back on track with our numbers. We're a few memberships off the pace, the run rate that we'd set for ourselves, and then lockdown hits. Second lockdown.
We're actually almost perfectly on track. So I think we're at like 36, 37 clients.
Yeah.
Finishing onto our fourth month.
Yeah. 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 So we were pretty much there. And then a few corporate accounts, which, you know, pretty much line us up perfectly. Yeah. Lockdown hits. It was somewhat surprising in many ways, but the reality is now that you look at it, it was going to happen at some point, really, with the new variant.
But we were still shocked, to be frank. Like, it was not, we were not like, another lockdown, let's get ready for it. It was honestly deep in the back of our minds.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking back now, it's easy to say that it was coming, but yeah, it took us by surprise.
Definitely. And so really, I want to talk about some of the reasons or some of the ways we transitioned. So in the first stage of lockdowns, we just did some outdoor sessions near the gym. We did some home visits. And then in the newer stage with more restrictions, again, a few more home visits. But now we've got outdoor sessions going as well, one-on-one, which is fine. We're using that. And yeah, we've got obviously an exercise physiologist on board, still considered essential work as well. So doing some exercise physiology sessions as well at the gym. So fortunate there. But what I wanted to bring up with this point, which is a testament to a great model and picking a perfect market, is that we've had zero cancellations, we've had zero holds. So part of it is to do with how clients pay, because they pay up front. But part of it is also just to do with the fact that, you know, we have economically resilient clients. And I think that in a service business, I mean, right now in the climate, you know, that's really something you guys should be considering. If you are one of those businesses, you go into lockdown and half your membership base instantly goes on hold, you are vulnerable. That is the reality. I know you may be invested in a certain market, invested in a certain model or franchise or contracted in, but you need to realize that for the long, long term, if you're going to be in a vulnerable situation like this, because maybe it's not just a pandemic, right? Maybe it could be an economic crash or something, right? Maybe it could be a swing in the home loan market or something that causes, you know, some kind of financial chaos. If your clients are not financially resilient, if they live paycheck to paycheck, your business is vulnerable. Okay, your business is extremely vulnerable. And being at the complete opposite end of the spectrum, I'm not saying obviously everyone can go and open a locker room, but I'm just saying the concept or the logic applies here, right? The logic applies that our clients can survive multiple economic crises. And what that means is it makes our business resilient. And there just might be other ways that you guys can stay resilient, right? It might be like you have a really easy transition into an online offering, right? That people can transition to that works really well. But just consider, if your clients don't pay you much, then your default in times like this is to turn to something like Zoom, which is a really, really poor service. Like, it's just not fun for everyone. They're spending so much time on Zoom already for work. Then they're going to have to spend more time on Zoom doing workouts. Really not fun. So there are ways to survive, but just, I think in the long, long term, you guys really need to consider, having gone through another lockdown, I'm sure people in Victoria have considered this already, there needs to be ways to stabilize your business in some kind of economic disaster.
Yeah, and in the general principle of fitness is that it's generally easier to have a more sustainable business when you have fewer clients to look after and they pay a bit more and they're more invested. That's just like a general principle. Definitely for service in fitness. And I think that obviously you've got to find the right niche for you. But it's going to be about stepping up your service over time so that you can keep trying to attract better and better clients and improving your sales process, which we had to do. You know, it was hard to find these people.
Mm.
We had to get really, really good at it. That's the tough part of this. You got to get really, really good at your sales, at your delivery, so you can attract the right client. And then once you get them, yeah, generally you'll find that in bad times, it is much easier to look after less people that you can do a lot for than tons of people that you only can do a little bit for.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's why the extreme end, like Anytime Fitness does nothing when it's locked down, right? Like, yeah. What do they do? Nothing they really can do.
Yeah.
Right? So they just do nothing. And I'm not, you got to think beyond just pandemics. Exactly what Lockie said. Could be anything. You know, interest rates are zero right now. One day they're going to go up and a lot of people are going to struggle to service their homes. That's really only going to affect a certain type of client. You don't really want to be on that end where the first thing they chop is their gym membership.
Yeah, and they will chop it. Okay, so really the last thing we want to talk about here is, you know, our team is amazing. You know, we proved it to us. They proved it to us in person, and now they're continuing to prove it to us again. And that's because we work really hard on team culture. We're constantly learning how we can be better leaders, how we can communicate better, how we can bring the team closer together. And we're not perfect. We're still learning. We have been doing it a long time, but it's still a constant evolution that we're trying to get better at. But I think we've built an amazing team and we want to continue to build an amazing team. We're growing so fast that, you know, we were only a month away from looking at getting a couple more staff and coaches. And really, for anyone listening to this, if you're looking to make a serious long-term career move into a company or a vision that you believe in, we get a lot of interest through you guys as listeners of the podcast that are interested in coming on board of what we're doing at Locker Room. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you guys reach out. We will, and depending on when we come out of this lockdown, but if we're growing at a similar rate, we are going to be needing...
As soon as we come out of lockdown, we'll be hiring again.
Yes, yeah. And that's one of the, that's the most critical thing that we do. We want to build an amazing team. We want to build people on board. It's an amazing opportunity to be part of this company. We're going to have so much growth and we have such big goals in the future and we want to take along some amazing people for the ride. And so if it sounds interesting to you, if you you know, start to align with a lot of the stuff we talk about and there's interest here, then please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Reach out to us. You can do it on the Locker Room Gym Instagram or reach Raf and I on our personal Instagrams, or you can just go to the My Muscle Project Instagram and go there as well. So we do want to hear from you. So even if you're studying for, you know, your certificate for the first time, we've got roles for everyone. Whether you're the most 38 years old, you've got multiple degrees, you're very experienced, we want to hear from you too. So anyone and everyone in between, you know, where a piece of paper or a degree is not a make or break for us, or experience, like, we're looking for the right people. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, please don't hesitate to reach out. We want to hear from you. Team and culture is like such a big part of what we do, and we want the best people for sure.
Yeah, man, it's going to be exciting. Just remember, if you are in the lockdown, this will pass and we'll be killing it again in the gym soon.
Absolutely, it will pass. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in and we'll speak to you all next week. Thank you, Project, for tuning in again to another episode of the My Muscle Project. We release an episode every single Monday. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, the My Muscle Project, to stay up to date with everything we're doing. And if you have some time, leave us a review and a 5-star rating on iTunes.
And don't forget, we have a second show of the week, the after show. So it's no longer a rest day on Thursdays. If you have any questions for Lachlan and I for that show, head to themymuscleproject.com/theaftershow. And if you ask a question, we'll answer it on the show.
Thanks again so much, Project, and we'll see you all next week.